This episode is brought to you by SD Sober Living. If you or someone you know needs a safe, supportive recovery home, then reach out to SD Sober Living at www.sdsoberliving.org or call 619-334-9869. That's 619-334-9869. Come get some fuck fentanyl and some San Diego recovery at SD Sober Living. Have you ever had a massage or need one? My friend Liz is the owner and operator of Spiritual Massage Healing in Encinitas. She is passionate about what she does and specializes in deep tissue and cupping. Book your massage with Liz to experience spiritual healing and body awareness. She is the best massage therapist you will ever experience. Contact Liz and check out her website with all of her services at spiritualmassagehealing.com or text her at 858-375-6910. That's 858-375-6910 to book your deep tissue massage. That's Liz at spiritualmassagehealing.com. Dead City. Fuck yeah, dude. I'm Luis Romero. I'm the fuck fentanyl guy.
I'm Carissa. I'm the fuck fentanyl girl.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, man. Today, we got a really fucking great guest. I got Narcan Nate, man. How you doing, dude?
I'm chilling. How are you?
Fucking great, man. I'm really excited, man. Narcan Nate's kind of been like, you know, one of the front lines of the, you know, of the harm reduction right here in San Diego, man. And, I definitely like really appreciate, you know, you putting yourself out there, man, and passing out Narcan and, you know, all the harm reduction services you do. But, you know, particularly, you know, passing out the Narcan, earning your name, Narcan Nate.
Yeah,
for sure.
But how have you been doing that, by the way?
Since 2019, June of 2019.
Wow. No way, dude. That's crazy because I didn't know what Narcan was definitely at that time. I learned about it like in 21 maybe. Mm-hmm. That was like when it was like becoming a little bit more
available.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because isn't Narcan like technically it's not really like it is accessible, but it's not technically something you can just go in the store and buy. Or go in the store and get for free. You have to.
Well, not at one point it wasn't. At one point you had to have a prescription for it.
Oh no way, really?
Yeah,
I didn't. Yeah,
because when I worked in, I was first exposed to it in like 2016 when I was working at this detox in Orange County, and
really,
we had to have it prescribed to us in bulk by a doctor.
No, Jesus Christ.
To like have it at the facility.
Damn, dude. And so how did you get into that?
I mean, so do you want the backstory or you just want to know like how I got started in it? Do you want the story behind it or?
Yeah, give me the story behind it.
So yeah.
Let's start from the beginning.
Wow. There you go.
The very, very beginning or?
From birth.
It's Narcan Nate. What's your birthday?
Was that your birth name?
No. So we're going like way, like my story?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, let's go way back.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do that.
Strength and hope.
Yeah, I mean, so I was born in, well, I was born in Kentucky, uh-huh. And then, but I lived in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. And
small town, 1,500 people. It was like an old coal mining town that just, well, you know, like in the 90s and like 2000s, you know, coal mining's like a bust.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? And that's when people got hooked on the pills and all that.
Yeah.
On the Oxycontin.
Yeah, they call it hillbilly heroin for a reason. instead of hillbillies, they call us pillbillies.
Pillsbillies.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck yes.
Yeah. I have that tattooed on my arm, actually, to be honest.
Oh, fuck yeah, yeah, dude.
I do.
I'm kind of a pillbilly.
Yeah. Yeah, we love some fucking Oxy, let me tell you. Just Podunk Town in Tennessee.
Okay.
my dad's a cop. My dad's been a cop since my dad's been a cop since 1979.
Holy shit.
Yeah, my brother's been in law enforcement for like 18-19 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
you were not interested in this?
No, I had no interest in that whatsoever. Yeah, I live my life a little bit the opposite of that way.
Okay.
Are you the younger son?
Yeah, I'm the younger brother.
It's always the youngest.
Yeah.
How many brothers?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to tell his story, but but whatever. My brother's solid, though. He's a solid dude. I mean, so my mom left when I was five, right? You know what I mean? And that's probably the first thing that like fucked me up. Yeah, I remember waking up and I just knew, like, I was like five. Yeah. And I knew she was gone. And my dad, I don't even know if he knew what was going on or whatever. But then, so she was in and out, you know, she would like come around, disappear. And it was kind of one of those things where it was like, it was good if she came around, but it was also bad if she came around type deal. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because we were just always on edge. And then she ended up like, she got visitation with us, so she took us, but she was supposed to bring us back. But she never brought us back. And then there was like, they were looking for us. We were in this fucking this trailer in the middle of fucking nowhere off 92 in Kentucky, like hiding out. And so she had lied to like me and my brother, saying like she was if we went back to my dad, like he was going to take us, we'd never see her again. You know, I mean, I was five, so my brother was 10. So we were just like gullible ass kids. And so we believed it, you know. And then she did some things and ended up like telling us that she took us to DCS and told us that we had to tell them that like our dad did such and such so she could get custody of us. Well, she got arrested like there. You know what I mean? We didn't see it. Like they did everything, you know, like. We were in a room. She was in another room. Like the cops walked in, arrested her. I mean, I can remember like being in the trailer, and you know, like the state troopers, how they wear those circular hats. I could see it out the fucking window, because they had come looking for us, right? Mm-hmm. And you could see it. And I remember like we were like tucked in this room, like we were there, like where they were at, right? But for whatever reason, I don't know why they didn't come in that room, because I know they walked in the house, but they didn't come in that room, but they missed us that day.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
And so they were like looking for us and shit for, I don't know, dude, maybe a week or something. I really can't remember off the top of my head. So that happened. She got jammed up for that. I think she wasn't supposed to be within like 1,000 feet of us or some shit. But my dad still let her come around because he was like, yeah, I can't really do that. You know what I mean? That was like more the judge's thing. My dad's.
It was like an automatic thing. They just
Gotcha. So she got out. She would come around. The last time I seen her was like, I was in sixth grade.
Oh, God. Damn.
Yeah. So she like came around and she was trying to like, you know, hey, go to court and tell them you want to live with me type shit. And I was like, well, I don't really think that's going to fucking work now. But
a little too late.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably should have tried that before you did what you did. You know what
right.
I mean? But but I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Whatever. And then she just like disappeared. I didn't talk to her for like 10 years. I think the first time I talked to her, and I'll backtrack, but I think the first time I talked to her, I was like kicking dope like cold turkey at my dad's.
Jesus.
Yeah, so it was like I was like 19 the next time I talked to her.
Whoa.
But so that happened, and then you know, my dad was like never really there because he was working two jobs to raise us. He was you know, he drank pretty heavily back then. Not like I'm not gonna qualify him or anything, but he just had a lot going on. Drink heavily, doesn't drink anymore or anything like but you know, yeah, he had a lot of shit going on. I mean,
yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, I probably have been drinking heavy too. So I get it. There was just, I don't know. I think ever since then, like as a kid growing up, I was like, why the fuck am I here if I'm just going to experience like this insurmountable pain. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, why the fuck did I deserve this? You know? And so I kind of just felt like I felt like one of those firecrackers that you get and you light it and it doesn't blow up. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of like what
dud.
Yeah, I feel like a fucking dud. I was like, what the, you mean to tell me like I was born and like, and this is what I get? You know what I mean? I'm just fucking, like real fucking bitter about it.
For course. Sure.
And, you know, so I don't know, high school, I started skating and stuff like that when I was 14. And then probably junior year is when I, junior year, I drank for the first time. I remember I drank like 16 Coors Lights and I like puked profusely from my friend's porch to the street.
Was that your first time drinking?
First time drinking.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah. Fuck that.
And, yeah, I got pretty hammered and I didn't drink for a while after that. And then senior year, I guess I don't even know. Like, I pretty much had my credits. I just had to do, we were on like a block period. So you had like 4 blocks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I only had to go 2 and then I could leave and go to work. So I just needed those 2 credits to like graduate or whatever. Okay. And so I did that and I had this like little under the table job at the gas station down the street, right? So they paid me cash every day. So
that's nice.
I was like, oh, this is fucking awesome.
Hell
so
yeah.
I'm rich, bitch.
Well, not really. I was like buying weed with it every day.
Not so much rich.
Yeah. So, I mean, so I was like going there, getting paid, leaving, like either buying beer or weed, or we were smoking and drinking every day and then skating and like just being fucking hooligans. And,
right.
And so yeah, I did that, and then so I graduated, I got into college. So I got accepted in ETSU.
Oh, okay.
And me and the homie were gonna go, and like somehow, we're gonna live on Campus Ridge, which is like, they just party there heavily. That's the only thing I remember about right? So it's just
it's a party school.
Yeah, heavy party school. Yeah, and somehow they had a thing where you could like meet the people that you're going to be living with or however they had it set up. And I remember the guy that I was going with were like, oh, look at this. And they were like, hope you guys like playing Mario Kart and drinking beer or whatever the fuck. I'm like, dude, we're going to flunk out. So I didn't go. I stayed back and he went and like it didn't really work out for him that well. And I just started like, I guess like senior year, I learned how to hustle and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I learned how to sell and all that stuff. Okay. So so that job like brought me on and I was hustling and stuff like that. And, selling weed out the gas station, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. So, you know, whatever, I mean, you either had to either work for the city or like drive an hour away to get a good job and shit like that.
Got you.
And I just watched my dad work his whole life away. So I was like,
right.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. And, and then, so I met this dude. Well, I kind of knew dude in high school, but we weren't like really whatever, just acquaintances And I think, you know how like people like they'll go buy something off of somebody to kind of see how like they can duck business or like carry themselves or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what he did. He had somebody come buy from me and see like how I handle myself. And, then he like hit me up and I didn't know this, but dude was like the fucking plug. You know what I mean? And he asked me to like work with him and shit like that. So then like, I mean, it pretty much turned into like, I could just go ask for whatever on front and get it as long as I paid it back. I mean, I could go ask for like a pound of pot and get it and just bring the money back. And then,
And then
it turned into like, oh, like, why don't you sell?
I see.
Like this.
Other stuff.
Yeah. I'm afraid to say it on the podcast because I don't want you to get
statues.
They'll start like filtering it or like shadow banning you or whatever.
No.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So just, So, you know, it led to this substance and this substance and this substance.
Got it.
And so, and back then, like, I think I smoked like probably half a J before bed, and that was it. That's really all I did. And and then it was probably about October of 2010, and I had some things going on, and I was there picking up, and we just busted out of Roxy, and I did it, and I was like, all right, this is probably the, it was like, that's really, really good. And, you know, and then it just like one thing.
Opiate.
Yeah. 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 One thing led to another. And then it was just like, it was Oxy and like K-Pens or bars.
Yes.
And then I was doing, how do I say this? I was doing stimulants to like, counteract, like offset those effects. I would be like, I was trying to stay awake, but really I was just like doing speedballs at that point. You know what I mean? So, I'd be like nodding around, and then I'd be running. You know, just
right.
So
to get things done, you needed a little help here.
Yeah, yeah. I needed a little booger sugar to pick me up.
But right.
It wasn't doing what I thought.
Oh, it wasn't.
Yeah. So I was just really doing speedballs at that point. Let's see. So I ended up like leaving that job, and then I just thought I was going to make more money or whatever. And I was just like, I had a prior to that, I had like a safe full of money.
Oh, okay.
And I went through all that money, and I was I was like, damn, like what the fuck? And I had a little, it was like this piece of property between I stayed with my aunt back then. And so there was like this vacant piece of property. And so I was like, I need a front. And so I just would go and cut firewood and stack it there like for sale. That was my reason for the traffic. It was such a bad front. It was so bad. And so I ended up like trying to come off. I tried to taper myself with subs and stuff like that at that point, was trying to like come off, and I just like couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, so this is back when like Opanas came out, and like nobody thought it would be a good idea to tell me that they're extended release, right? And so what happened was I had some like 30s, and I had those. I think it might have been the stop signs that I had, and so I did the 30s, and then I was like, I'll take one of these, and I was like, man, I don't really feel this. So I was just like, thump, ate them. And they all kicked in at the same time.
Oh, hell no.
And then so I pretty much like collapsed in front of my family, and then like came to. I remember crawling up my driveway, going in and out of consciousness, crawling in the house.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna eat this pizza, and I'm gonna like sober up, and we're gonna be good. It's gonna be good. And I remember
pizza power.
The last thing I remember is my uncle's fingers like going in my mouth, I like nodded out with like food in my mouth. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
And then I woke up 26 hours later, and was like, I thought it was the same day. Like literally thought it was the same day.
Yeah.
And and they took my shit, and I was like threatening to kill them and all that stuff. They gave me my keys back and all my wallet and that stuff. I left, went and got high again, and went to work,
right,
and called it a day. Yeah, I was like, whatever, and just another day, you know. And
I almost died, but you know what? It's
we're good. We're still here. We're
Did you die? No. Yeah. So you got to keep on.
So I guess I like put myself in like a self-induced coma or something. I don't know.
Right.
But I woke up and thought it was the same day, and I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Fuck yes.
And that's when, like, right after that, my family, I guess I was so high that I agreed to, like, detox at my dad's house. And I don't,
I don't remember
agreeing to this. Or maybe they lied to me. I don't know.
Okay.
And so, but they were like, I think we were going to, like, I was supposed to go bail hay. And I ended up at this gas station where I would, like, sling a little bit out of or whatever. Yeah. And getting high and we put a stereo in my truck.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, oh, your dad's up here waiting on you or whatever. And I was like, what? And so I go up there, and then my dad shows up. And my dad's like, okay, for reference, back then I was like 110 pounds, like soaking wet. My dad's like 6'5", like 280.
Okay, you know big what
I
mean? Guy.
Yeah, big guy. Yeah, he's like a mountain. And I was like, dude, I can't fight this dude. Like, there's no, and for one, like, my dad's a cop.
And he's been a cop.
Like, he will, like, I'm not.
He's armed.
Yeah, I'm not going to get out of this. Like, there was nowhere for me to run. There was nowhere for me to go. And I respected him, you know what I mean? So I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. You know what I mean? I don't want to fight these people. I've showed my ass, enough. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck it. So they take me up there. I cold turkey. Wow. Fucking, they like took my keys and my wallet. They were dropping me off at work and like picking me up. And so, like prior to that, like I'd be at work, like operating equipment and shit at Walmart, dude. And like almost like dropped the forks on somebody. Cause I put too much slack in them. And those forks fell straight from the ceiling when I pulled out of the pallet. So they just like,
oh, fuck.
And like somebody was shouldn't have been working there, but they were, you know what I mean? Because yeah. like nobody gives a fuck about OSHA. And,
Fuck OSHA.
Yeah. And so they just like dropped straight down. I'm like, oh, that could have been really fucking bad. And I just kept going, you know what I mean?
Right.
While I'm operating this thing, got this like pallet that weighs probably like 1,000 pounds, putting it like 18 fucking feet up in the air.
Yeah.
Just no big deal. But I'm like, you know, and so they like have a conversation with me and they're like, you know, we don't know if you're taking like stomach medicine or whatever, but whatever it is, like, you got to stop fucking doing it.
You're, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's just kind of how it went. So,
right.
Yeah. I was just showing up there, like just sick as a dog, you know what I mean? Just like, kicking like Roxy's Roxy, Xanax and like Coke, dude. And it was like fucking rough as fuck. I could have scored when I was there, you know what I mean? But I was like, and I could have ran, you know what I mean? Whatever. But I was like, I was already like probably 3 or 4 days into it.
I see.
And I was just like, dude, I'm just going to fucking start it all over again. So fuck it. Like, I'm not doing that shit.
Okay.
And so I kicked. I did really good. I ended up like getting promoted, had a good job there. You know what I mean?
It worked out.
Yeah, I did good for a while. It worked out.
Okay.
And yeah, I think, you know, I was like, I took on a bunch of things, you know what I mean? Ended up being like a support manager and like I was over like all their training and like the PPE and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And did really well, learned a lot of skills there. And then what happened? And then so, yeah, back then I didn't even know what recovery was. There was really nothing there. And so I like was drinking again. And then I remember being at, went to the pool hall, dude had some Roxy's, ended up doing Roxy's all night, went to a company meeting the next day, and like it was like a quarterly meeting, my first one I ever got to attend and the last one I ever attended. And I ended up like passing out. It was, in my defense, it was really hot there, but I think it was where I just like did Roxy's all night and hadn't slept and was like sweating know.
Yeah.
And probably didn't
eat.
Yeah.
Very exhausted.
And so I fainted or whatever. And then I was like, oh, they were like, oh, it's so hot in here, because it was. And that I kind of like skimmed through that. But then after that, like it just kind of went downhill. And they had a conversation with me at work, because it was like, you know what I mean? It just wasn't going well. And I just ended up quitting on the spot. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, fuck this, I'm out. And
don't need no job.
Yeah. I mean, I was selling too. I started selling again. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, and, yeah, I ended up quitting, and then I think I really don't want this. what happened? So yeah, I ended up, I think about that somewhere through there, like I was in like the I was in the clinic going, and I've probably been in the clinic for a little bit. So I was in the clinic and selling, but I just could not get it together. You know what I mean? And I ended up getting robbed. And I was real, real shitty. Ended up getting robbed and was like on a sick one. Like I was so fucked up with it. Like, cause I had like helped these dudes, like I put them on and like helped them make a lot of money. You know what I mean? So it was kind of like that. It was like real fucking personal. And so I would leave and my aunt would like, so we used to like me and my buddy, like he had a dog. And so like, I don't know, this is definitely not a thing in California, but we would like, It's for sport. You can do it for sport. It's kind of fun, but you can also like get the fur and sell it. But we would go hunt raccoons. So you gotta have a dog and stuff like that. So you know, she'd be like, "Oh, are you going?" I would like have my gun with me. Well, I had a pistol and I had a rifle.
I love raccoons.
Yeah, and I know. But she
they're savages.
Yeah, but they're incredibly smart, but they will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Not me though. Not me personally.
Obviously not you. Yeah. No, they'll know it's you.
If I found one right now in my front yard, I would be like, it's mine.
grab it and cuddle it like it's a little kitten.
Come here.
I don't know if that'll work out, but we can see.
They got like little claws that are like razor sharp.
And they will.
I love possums too.
Like, I've seen them try to drown dogs in like creeks before. You know.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
When the dog's like running them or stuff, or they like if it falls out of the tree and like they'll like literally try to like drown their head in the water.
God
like,
damn.
God. Like with their little hands.
Yeah, they'll get on their head, hands. Like literally like or another like we used to like run them, like there's a cornfield here and we would try to like tree them like in this field, like in these bottoms. And you could see where they were taking the corn from the cornfield and going to the creek and putting the corn husk in water, and then they were shucking it. They're getting the corn wet and shucking it. That's how fucking smart they are.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So how could you kill them?
I mean, I don't know. I was just fun. We were getting fucked up and shooting guns and shit.
The bad was his addiction. Okay.
I lived in a town of 1,500 people. What the fuck are we supposed to do? You know what I mean?
Coon hunted.
This is true. Yeah. I mean, one time I was getting drunk at my buddy's house, and he, a side story, and he was showing, he put his hand out and he said, "Loogie." And I was like, "That's really weird." But he said it again. So I was like, "All right." So I hocked a loogie in his hand.
Oh.
And the next day he was like, "This is Logie. You fucking spit on him last night." And it was his turtle. A baby turtle that was like this big that I didn't see that I fucking hocked a loogie.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, so we all do weird shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
Poor Logie.
Yeah, so you were out here and you're preparing yourself for the raccoons.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, so yeah, she was like, "Are you going like hunting with my buddy?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "No, I'm going looking for like so and so." So I would like sit on their fucking road just like waiting on them. You know what I mean?
I see.
Was like ready to like get down with mm-hmm. that, and like nothing like that never happened. I never caught them out. Like mm-hmm. some other shit. I'm not gonna incriminate myself like yes, really yes, on
yes.
here, but
yes. no need.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah, but yeah. So I'm just like I was really fucking psychotic with it because it was personal, and then, and then yeah, I ended up. So I didn't have the money to go to the clinic, and I was like, because I was paying for it out of pocket. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was paying like. Think back then, it was like $375 cash and shit like that. And I didn't, I that was just for the visit. Just to see the fucking doctor. $375, either $275, $375. That's not counting medication. Medication alone back then was like over $1,000 for my medication.
God, damn.
And then, back then before, like, people don't know this, but back then before Obama signed, like, I forgot, like, what plan it was into law, they billed me. Like $14,000 for my initial drug test.
What?
I swear to God, they billed me $14,000 for my first drug test there.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
And, yeah, and it didn't get paid. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's some expensive ass piss right there.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. I mean, yeah. I was dirty piss, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did. I put a lot of drugs in there for it. And fucking yeah, I never paid that. Thank God for HIPAA. But yeah, so it was like a lot. I think I might have had like I had scrounged up enough for like half. You know what I mean? So, and I was like, dude, what the fuck am I going to do here?
Right.
And so I was like, I asked my family, I was like, yeah, can I like get on, like use the insurance? You know what I mean? To like, I was trying to keep it like under wrap that I was doing that. And they were like, nah, you're going to treatment.
Oh,
and so they like, I was like, fuck it. I was like, at least I'll get drugs for like 7 days and maybe I'll AMA or
right.
Maybe I won't. I was like, I don't know, but whatever. So I went and dude, it was like, they gave me like a fucking 6-day taper and threw my ass straight into IOP, and I was still kicking. I didn't sleep for like the first fucking 2 months I was there, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like I was like,
yeah.
I was hearing shit, was seeing shit. Because I mean, the taper, like when you're on like MATs, like that taper is supposed to be over an extended period of time.
Of course, if you
go into treatment. Like doing a rapid taper, it's not going to be. And I feel like that's how most people like come off that stuff.
I see.
And so it was like, I mean, I was like, I would be in group and like all my white shirts were burnt. Like I'd be, they were just burnt. And I would be like shaking and have the shivers and like the cold sweats and barely talk. And then I was like hearing shit and stuff like that. And it was just like, I remember being in the gym and. You know how like it tells you your heartbeat and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a heartbeat. And I was like, dude, am I a fucking ghost? You know what I mean? Like I was like, all this like I was like, I'm not fucking, I'm dead.
You're a walking corpse.
Yeah, I'm like dead. I was like, I'm dead. I'm fucking dead. Like this is not real. And just like, you know, just like, dude, my head was fucking
fuck yeah.
And and so I did that. It like whatever, it worked out. It was fucking horrible. I would not recommend that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I, you know, I did the thing, got a sponsor, worked the steps, got a job, you know what I mean? I stayed there for like 6 months and then like went to another spot. So, and it was good for like 16 months. And then I don't know, dude, like the majority of the times that like I've tried to get sober, it's like, yeah, I always fall into this spot where it's like, I don't make enough money to survive,
yeah,
but I make too much money to get any fucking help. You know what I mean? And so I was just like, dude, it was kind of just like, why the fuck? And I was like, doing some backbreaking work at one point, and I was like, okay, this is fucking dumb. Like, I'm like sober doing the thing, like trying to be a better person, trying to like change my ways. And I was like, I can barely fucking pay my bills or like do any of this. And I didn't have any outstanding debt. You know what I mean? I was just literally paying like basic bills.
Right.
And, so I started using again, and, I was also on some like psych meds that like really weren't working for me, but it was kind of like you get the little brain zappies. And so, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I honestly, doing drugs to come off those things probably saved my life, because I was pretty suicidal. Like, definitely, you know what I mean? So, so I did that, and then it was just like, I don't know. And it was kind of like, I would get sober for a little bit, I'd go back out, get sober, come in, you know what I mean? Just
a revolving door.
Yeah, I just could not, I was just all of it, could not get it. And then, what happened?
Was this all in Tennessee?
This is a long fucking story. I need to speed it up.
I'm just trying to get it.
Yeah, we're still in Tennessee. This is probably like 2017, 2018. Okay. So I ended up, what happened? I ended up using so I was just like bouncing around like sober living and stuff like that. I put together like 16 months and started using and like never achieved that till a few, like that or more until a few years later.
I see.
And, so I was at this house. So this is the story about the, like, what led to harm reduction. I was at this spot, and there was like, it was kind of one of those spots. It was like, you could go there whether or not you had been to jail or anything or prison, but it was also like, they had like set themselves up to be like a halfway house too, with like the jail or like whatever.
Okay.
And it was just me in there and these two other dudes. And the two other dudes were like affiliated with organizations.
I see.
And, and there was me. Not affiliated. I was just some hillbilly from some podunk fucking town.
You didn't really fit in.
Yeah, no, but they were mad cool. You know what I mean? It was nothing like that. Like, they were cool. Like, so it was chill. And, I mean, they like talk shit to me. You know what
of
I mean?
Of course.
Whatever. We were cool. And, but we were all getting high together. You know what I mean? So we were all getting, like, they were trying to hide it, but I knew they were getting high. And I was like, dude, whatever. And
break it up.
I was like, bro, I'm not stupid. Like, bro, I can see your fucking eyes from here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And so it's like, this is March of 2018.
Okay.
And, I had just, is this? Yeah, no, that comes next. But so, we're downstairs like watching the tournament, NCAA tournament, and then I hear somebody come home. I go to see what's up, and fucking this dude's overdose in the bathroom, and I'm like, I was like, fuck, dude. And he's like bluish purple at this point. Wow.
He's entering the light.
Yeah, he's pretty fucked at this point. So these are the options that I felt I had. There was no Narcan at this point.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the Good Samaritan law. So I was like, okay, this dude, like, I knew he had done some time, like he had just done a bid, so I wasn't really sure of his like parole situation or anything like that. So
I've had
like
a situation like that.
Yeah,
you don't want to get him in trouble.
So I was like, I don't want this dude to go back to prison, but I also really don't want him to die.
Right. Right.
And then I was like, okay, if he does go back, like with the politics thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, am I going to get labeled a snitch and then go to jail and have to like ride with that and have to deal with that bullshit? I was like, I might just let you die right now, to be honest. Like,
going through your head.
I thought. And I was like, I might walk out of this house and pretend I didn't find you and just leave it fucking be.
Yeah.
But I came to the decision that I would probably never be okay with that. And so I was just like, fuck it. I called, I ran his pockets, pulled the point out, the dope, and hid my shit and hid his shit. I was like, I guess we're going to find out what's going to happen.
Right.
And so they came, they Narcanned him, you know what I mean? And, you know, he did the typical, I didn't take nothing. So funny.
Denial.
It was so funny. Like, I had some I had some like beard growth thing. I think I was like going through that beard stage where like, you know, you get the little drops and the tinctures and shit.
Yeah.
And I think this fool's like trying to use it on his, and he didn't have any facial hair, but it like, he over, I guess he like did his shot and was trying to fuck with that. And it like, he fell out and then like that bottle busted. I can remember the cops looking at it like, what the fuck is this? This is what he did and shit. And it was, I was like, you're so fucking stupid. Yeah, I was like, that's definitely not what he did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're fucked. And
they weren't believing the story.
Yeah. And so, but like, he didn't go to, like, we didn't go to jail. They really didn't press us over anything.
Okay.
So, you know, well, what I mean,
that's good.
ended up getting, so he got kicked out. The other dude got kicked out. And then I got kicked out. So we all got kicked out.
Okay.
And so, which, yeah. And, so I went back home, and like, when I was doing good, I like started to like renting to own this house. So I, and then I subcontracted it to someone. And, my house, the house that I, like, I literally almost owned it. Like, I was about to, like, pay this motherfucker off, and ended up losing that house because the people that were renting it, like, destroyed it, you know what I mean? And so it was just, like, all bad. And so then I went back, then I, so I went home, and then I, like, got myself into treatment in Nashville, and pretty much, they were like, oh, yeah, do you want to go to, like, California on scholarship or whatever, and this fucking piece of shit. Marketer fucking business developer dude lied to me. So when I got out here, I had to pay like $1,500. So fuck that dude. Fuck Ben.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah. So, I mean, it worked out. You know what I mean? But like, I, like, dude, I, like, why the fuck did you, like, I just, I don't know. I hate fucking business development dudes like that. So, fuck so if Ben hears this, you can eat a fucking dick. you know what I mean? Like, I don't like that dude.
We know who you are, Ben.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He knows. Yeah. If he hears it, he knows who the fuck he is.
What's the last name? What's the last
name? Ben Collins. Ben Collins.
Wow.
Cobb?
Yeah, K-O-L-B. Yeah, fuck Ben.
We just dropped the full name.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm a female, so I'm just like, I need to see this fucker's face. I'm gonna look up, him up on
after yeah, after the podcast.
Yeah, fuck that dude. And so I mean, don't get me wrong, it worked out, but like, I just don't like people in treatment world that do that shit. Like, it's fucking shitty.
Yeah, and, it's like, come on, man.
Body brokering.
Yeah, they weren't body brokering, but just, it's just not ethics. You know, it's not ethical. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't like lie to someone, fly them across the fucking country, and then like. Oh, you have to pay us fucking money. You know, you need to live your life like this, but we just lied to you, and like now you have to pay us money.
Yeah,
right.
And you're 2,000 miles away from home.
Yeah.
But you need to practice these spiritual principles in all your affairs.
Wow, that is such a fucked up thing.
Yeah. Like, girl. Like, fuck you. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Fuck.
So, this was still 2018 that you came out here?
Yeah. So, I came out like March. No. Yeah, I flew out on 420. You know, I flew out
The
19th or, April 19th or 20th. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Because I think, like, there was some like stoner, I think like Super Troopers 2 or something, or was it Super?
Oh yeah, the second one came out.
Yeah. The day that it came out was the day that I got here. Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Super Troopers is funny as fuck. And, so I got here. I mean, the treatment center that I went through, like, they were great. Like, I'm not talking shit on them by any means. They're great. Like, I worked there for a while. Like, just that dude was a bad apple.
Okay.
And so if they hear that, yeah, you guys are cool, but fuck that dude.
you're cool.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I did the deal, I think. And so my insurance termed that year. And then so I went, had to leave, go to sober living. And,
right.
And what happened? I don't know. I started using again, like, kind of went to like a little psychosis type thing.
Okay.
And then I ended up like getting right. And so I went to therapy, did therapy for like 18 months, and then like did the steps and like all that stuff. And then around that time, around like, it was like right after that. When was this? Yeah, it was the following year.
Yeah.
I think I'd been sober for like, I don't know, like 9 months or something like that.
Okay.
At this point. And so I started like, obviously, like, I'd had that experience, and I was like, this has to happen to other people where they just leave them and die. And it still happens to this day, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so I like sent emails for like 6 months and like trying to get a hold of people. And then I met April at A New Path, and they didn't have anybody up here as a trainer. I didn't even have a fucking car at the end of the year. Like, that's literally the reason why I bought the car that I have now. Cause I was like, okay, like, I was on some Frankenstein ass skateboard that had like different wheels and bearings, and like fucking, I was skating from like, you know where Mesa Liquors that in Oceanside? Does anybody know? Yeah, I was skating from I was skating from Mesa Liquor Store pretty much all the way to Carlsbad Village and back for work.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so
that's a little fucking bitch.
That's 3.5 miles one way. Yeah, so I was like fucking mobbing. And so I was like, okay, I better just get a car. So I got a car.
Yeah.
They like ringed me on the fucking APR, but it was like whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I just started giving it out, doing trainings and stuff like that. Or I'd go to meetings and like, you know, like outside announcements and stuff like that. Certain meetings do that. So I would do that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And, you know, and like the Narcan Nate started as like, oh, Nate with the Narcan. And then they like called me Narcan Nate. And then like, yeah, it never like went away.
And, did it annoy you at first?
No, I thought it was funny. You know what I mean? Yeah, because I always just introduced myself as Smitty, but then they would be like Narcan Nate. You know,
it has a good rhyme.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's totally cool. It's just funny. You know what I mean? Because I think of like the CJ to this day, and I'm like, dude, you like coined this thing in like 2019, and I still get fucking called it. But no, I don't have an issue with it. It's funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, started doing that, and then just started slowly. I did it for, I was working two jobs. So I worked two jobs. And then I did that on the side as like a volunteer. I didn't get paid for it. I didn't start getting paid for it until 2022.
Wow.
Maybe 2023. Yeah, I can't remember.
Distributing?
Yeah. No, it's been like, nah. So it's been like a year and some change that I've been getting paid for it.
Dude, those years you did it for free.
Yeah. I never made a fucking dime. Made any money. Cause it was just like, the nonprofit that I worked for, they were, completely and utterly grassroots. So just donation based, like no grants, like everything was just donations.
Path, right?
Yeah. At a new path. Yeah. Okay. And so they didn't take like their first grant until like 2022 2023.
Oh no fucking way.
Yeah,
dude.
And
wow.
Yeah, so yeah, I didn't get paid for that shit until then. Yeah.
God damn.
yeah no, I was
lots of service.
I was working two jobs and doing that either before work or like on my days off.
So you were just distributing or you were training people how to use it, or combination of all?
Both. Both. And yeah, if I seen people out, I mean, I had this thing where, like, if I seen people that were, like, unhoused or whatever, I would, like, offer them food and water. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be like, oh, hey, I got, like, Narcan or test strips, like, whatever. And, like, that's how I would, like, bridge, like, open that conversation up.
Oh.
Nice.
And,
okay.
So I would do that. And then slowly, like, started getting, like, more involved with it. Just more things happening, like, when was it? It was like, just started doing, like, way more street outreach. Ended up quitting a job and then, like, going to college and just, like going to college and then like doing this and just working one job.
Okay.
And then I started doing like shows and stuff like that in LA.
Oh, nice.
You know, like underground shows, illegal shows and like whatever.
Like punk bands? Or?
Yeah, punk bands. Yeah, mainly punk bands. It just really took off. It just all over the place. Like either go, mainly punk bands. Dead City was the first huge underground, like, dude, it was like fucking like 2,000-3,000 people.
Whoa.
Fucking under a bridge in East LA.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Under 6th Street Bridge, yeah. And then like, dude, just fucking chaos, like pure chaos. Like the cops, like, I don't know how many cops was there, like 600 cops anymore. Like full riot gear. They're shooting fucking non-lethals.
Really?
Yes.
Try to shut it down?
Yeah, yeah. And it was just like fucking mayhem. And it was it was the fucking best. It's probably the best best experience of my life.
I love that.
Oh, it was the best experience of my life, like, definitely.
Do you do, like, raves or stuff like that, too?
Not really, not for the most part. I do, like, some, like, I do some EDM-type shows.
Oh,
You know what I mean? But not really, not, I supply a bunch. Usually those people, they're just like, dude, we got it, and they just want me to supply them. So I'm like, okay. Like, I don't care. That's just, like, I don't have to drive. I don't charge.
You could do all the hard work.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, I don't have to, like, I mean, I don't get paid for the shit I do in L.A. Like, I don't get paid. Like, none of that shit. That shit either comes out of, like, donations or, like, out of my fucking pocket. So
I see.
No show that I've done in LA has ever paid me to do anything, but I don't ask them to pay me either.
Right.
I just
want it to be there.
Yeah. So as soon as I walk out the door, I lose fucking money. So
fuck yeah.
Yeah. And so yeah, people think I get paid for that shit, or they're like, oh, you know, like, or like, you know, I've worked with like very rich people before and like very famous artists, and they're like, oh, what about them? I'm like, nope, they don't fucking pay me either.
Wow. And, cheap ass bastards.
Yeah. No, well, I don't ask them. You know what I mean? I've never made that like a requisite, you know.
Right,
it's
right,
something
right.
I've always like stood by, and
it's something you're just passionate about.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think money should be a barrier either, though. I don't think your life is not like someone's life doesn't have like a price on it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And,
you know, I kind of feel like if I did that, I'd be no better than like Big Pharma. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so,
absolutely.
Word.
Yeah.
And so, so all that happened. And then like I started mailing shit across the US and stuff like that.
Oh,
so for like either you can like pay shipping. Or
oh.
You don't have to pay shipping. So pretty much like I had a pool of money.
So how do you do that necessarily? Because I've had people ask me and I you know, the post office told me I can't do that.
Oh, man, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
fuck them then. Fuck the post office.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, maybe you're not supposed to.
I see.
But
yeah.
It's doable. You know what I mean? yeah, you just have to do it and find out what the fuck happens, you know what I mean?
You know, I had Arcan somebody at the post office.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was shipping out one of these hoodies right here, and, like, I saw somebody, like, pull somebody out. It was fucking pouring rain, and this is the first time I've seen somebody overdose since I was in my addiction, so it was, like 10 years, you know, and they were overdosing on heroin, and this guy was overdosing on Fetty and fentanyl, and the guy was just like, he pulls him out and you could see the guy's face turning blue and shit. And I was just like, oh shit. And then somebody's just like, oh, do you need Narcan? And I was like, oh shit. And it just clicked. I'm like, I got some. And I just ran and I grabbed a couple boxes. I hit him twice and it wasn't enough to fully bring him back, but it got him breathing again.
That's the goal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Right.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough. Yeah.
And then the ambulance picked them up right after that.
Yeah.
That was the first time I hit someone with Narcan, though. And, it was really crazy, though. It was shocking because I was just like, God damn, like some random person. Like, I just,
wow.
Right. Yeah,
thank
like that.
God. I bet he's super grateful for you.
I hope so. I mean, I've seen him over. He was a homeless guy that like posts up there a lot. The post office people have a name for him and everything. Like I don't see him very often, but they actually would tell him like, hey, that guy that Narcan'd you, he actually works at a treatment center. He can help you out, but you know, you gotta want it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. But that's still so so rewarding.
Yeah. I
felt like I
you know
super
and
high
I,
on life after that.
Yeah, and I never thought I was gonna need it or use it. I just had it. I just happened to my buddy gave me a few boxes. At the time, it was I only had like maybe like a dozen in general.
Yeah.
And then like right after that incident, I went more out of my way to get more.
Have it, yeah.
And then you know I'll just give them out for free whenever I go anywhere.
Fuck
you
yeah.
know I never charge anybody for Narcan. That's just for me. That's just dumb. Like
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I've had people like ask me like, oh, how much you charge? And I'm like, free, dude, just come pick it up.
yeah for
just
sure.
Meet me. You can have as many as you want, I don't care.
Yeah
No, but yeah so that was my first experience in Narcaning somebody and all that. And so I always think it's really important for everyone to carry it, because you just never know.
No, I mean, I know people that have I done an event at like in Echo Park, and then like 2 weeks later, like, oh yeah, like I got Narcan from you. And I did Narcan this dude at this like AA meeting in LA. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Shit, dude.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. So I mean, it happened. It happened anywhere.
Yeah,
but yeah, I forgot where we're at in the story.
Oh yeah, you were starting harm reduction.
Yeah,
and the punk show.
The
in
punk
LA.
Show.
Shows
yeah,
in
so,
LA.
Yeah, so
gotcha.
So I think right before that, I did like Echo Park. For a podcast actually called It's All Bad. It's just mainly people from LA talking about like, it's just like a recovery podcast, but they're like just telling stories, you know what I mean? And so it was like a live podcast set at like the Echo, I think. So I did that, and it kind of just went on, just like transcended from there, like upwards.
Really?
Yeah, so I was like, back then, so, and usually it comes in sprees, but usually like when it's really popping, I go to LA like 2 or 3 times a week and like do shows, and so I'm like driving 3 hours there and two, like an hour and a half back, you know what I mean? Plus work. So yeah, so that happens a lot or like whatever. And then, so yeah, I just got like super heavily involved in it.
That's right.
And, but yeah, like, so in none of the stuff that I do, I get paid for, unless it's like, I get asked to like speak by like a company, you know what I mean? Or like certain things like that, but none of like the shows or anything like that. I don't get paid for. And, so yeah, I started like doing that and then was like, starting getting paid to like work for a new path, and distribute and stuff like that. Nice. And then probably about like, this was, when was this? I can't even remember. My memory is so shot. I'm so smoked out.
I relate, brother.
Yeah. I like, it usually takes me at least two, maybe three trips to like leave the house because I keep forgetting shit. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, dude, shit all the time. Like that's the door. Like I refer to that as the door of remembrance. You know what I mean? That's what I, And, but I think it was like, I don't know, like 2022, like I started using again and
oh no shit.
Yeah, and
was it what were you using?
Oh dude, I was just doing like I was drinking a little bit and just drinking like a shit ton of those like Kratom elixirs and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've been hearing about that stuff. I wasn't familiar with it, but it's like a kava or?
Nah, it's not. It's like I would say it's probably a little bit stronger than kava, but it pretty much like it's not an opioid, but it kind of it produces opioid like effects.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So gotcha. Yeah, but I was just drinking a shit ton of those and like doing that, and
so it felt like it was abuse for sure. And,
oh yeah, I was abusing. Downhill. It was nothing. I was not using it for therapeutic purposes. Like, it was definitely doing way more than what you're supposed to do,
right.
Like daily and stuff like that. Like yeah, there was nothing like. I mean, people use it for like pain and stuff like that for sure and great, but I was not using it.
No.
Yeah,
you're chasing.
Yeah, yeah, and so I did that for like I don't know, maybe a couple months, and I was like. For me, there was really no detox. I just knew if I didn't go like check myself into detox, I wouldn't stop. You know what I mean? Cause I was just like trying to, I had like no coping skills at this point. So I like, checked myself in, like did like 6 days and then like checked out. Okay. And then probably like, was this? When the fuck was this? I can't remember. I don't know. But anyway, like we'll just say this year probably in like, or no, not this year,
last year.
Probably in like, I want to say like June and stuff like that. I was like drinking and doing coke a little bit.
Wow. Okay.
But the coke was like such shit. I was like, literally, I did like one bump once and was just like, yeah, I'm good. And I did another one and I fell asleep and I was like, okay.
That's some bad coke.
Yeah. Either that or there was something in it. I don't know. I mean, I was just like, yeah. And so, yeah, I was just like, it was really like, I'm not going to say it was anything crazy. I'm not going to say that, like, I think I have, like, 100. I don't even know, dude. I have, like, 100 days right now.
Oh, really? 100 days?
Yeah.
Right on.
And, but for me, it was more so I was just like, okay, I don't really, like, it's cool or whatever to get a buzz. Like, yay, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But and it wasn't anything chaotic. Could it have turned chaotic? For sure. It definitely could have. But I was just like, I enjoy life better when I'm like not putting substances in my body like that. And I have a better overall quality of life. I also like don't like the weight that comes with drinking and like being bloated and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I don't like that part of it. And it's also just like I would rather actually like I have coping skills if I know how to use them to like deal with life, and my life was better when I did, for me personally it was better when I did that, and and so yeah, and then I would just get like rebound anxiety from like drinking shit, you know, and it's like that shit's no fun, and so I don't know, so I work in a very stressful job. I'm like constantly fucking traumatized over and over again. I see like real
can relate to that.
I see real fucked up shit on the streets. I mean, and so yeah, pretty much like back in like 2021, like when I was doing this stuff, like everything changed, like in a good way.
I see.
And like all this stuff started happening to me and for me, and there was like unfortunately like no book on how to like handle all this and like life getting really good and like all these good things coming and like finding that balance. And like, it's taken me a really, and I'm not even going to say that I have that balance now. And I'm not even going to say I do, but it's taken me like a long time to like, realize that in a sense, or like really make an effort to address that. And then it's also just like, I mean, my coping skills are just like, I just bury shit. You know what I mean? I don't really talk about shit. I don't really tell people about shit. I just like kind of like, I don't really have time to like sit there. Cause like, I mean, I usually work like 6 days a week. So I really don't have like, sometimes seven. Like last month I worked 27 days.
And you travel a lot too.
Yeah. I worked 27 days last month. You know what I mean? So I don't have like, I don't have fucking time. I don't make time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm not going to tell you I'm the best about it. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to stay sober. I'm not, because I have no fucking idea. You know what I mean? Like,
No one can.
Yeah. I mean, it's important to me, for sure. And, like life is good. And it's just like, I don't really, for me, it's not even really that, like, even like, I don't really have like the desire. It was just like, I was kind of just doing it to like take the edge off. You know what I mean? But it's that, so this is probably like the easiest, probably like one of the easiest times I've ever like gotten sober. I just put it down and was like, whatever.
It's not necessary.
It's not necessary. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. But it's, I think for me, it's more so just like, I don't really know what I believe in per se. You know what I mean? But I know like when I endeavor in some sort of spiritual practice or maintenance or whatever the fuck you want to call it, I'm a better human being. I'm a better person. I handle life better. And I think I've just been like so fucking angry and bitter over the last 2 years, and that shit just like finally, like, you know what I mean? I just like couldn't I couldn't deal with it anymore. And so it's just
like all that weight you're carrying.
And so it's just like, I'm trying to figure out how to like compartmentalize that and like actually like deal with it in a healthy manner, or like take the time to deal with it. You know what I mean? I get so fucking tired of going to therapy, dude. I'm so fucking over therapy. I'm like, at this point, I'm just gonna be in therapy for life. Like, can I get a lifetime member like VIP package? Like, can we like set something up?
Get a discount.
And get a discount. It's like, I'm gonna be in therapy for fucking ever at this point. And I'm just like, you know, I just, it's so monotonous. It's like, fuck.
Hey, I can relate to that. I haven't seen a therapist in a long time, but I got. Sometimes I feel like I should. You know what I mean? Especially working in treatment. It could be.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's all new to me right now, but like I see my colleagues, you know what I mean? Like, and they're just kind of, it's like one of the most like, it's interesting. It's like a blessing because it has its like a little service to it. But like, but it also is like a double edged sword, man. And a lot of people go back out because they're just like, fuck this shit.
For sure. And then you have moments where you think like, am I helping?
Yeah.
Am I making a difference? Right. Is it for anything?
Yeah. And I just need more motherfucking money. Living here is SD.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, Nate, I really appreciate, man, everything you do though, man. And I really admire, you know, like just like your passion though, you know what I mean? I mean, obviously you had your ups and downs in life, but you're still here and you're still, you know, being of service. And I mean, it's fucking rad, dude, what you do, man. I mean, cause you go all over, man. Like I went to an event and I don't remember, somewhere in SD, some rent, and my homie Mike Fiore, you know him. He's like, oh man, fucking Nate just fucking gave me like 20 boxes of fucking Narcan. You know what I mean?
Dope.
Your work gets recognized, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just spreading the awareness alone.
You know what
is
I mean?
Similar to fuck Ben. I mean, it just aligns with what we're trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, man, I absolutely fucking appreciate everything you do, man.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely, man. Like, you know, it doesn't go unrecognized, at least for me.
Yeah, and no, that's awesome.
Oh, sorry. My mic almost dropped.
You're fine.
I'm having my mic on a little Amazon Prime box here. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Episode 2, Carissa. Yeah. Woo! All right. Goodbye, everyone.